Hi, Manu Delago, how are you? Have you done the sound check yet?
Hello, thank you. I'm very well. Yes, we did do the sound check. It was actually quite easy because we are playing a fully acoustic set. There's no amplification in the temple. So the sound check was very easy. Yeah.
You played the hang, also called the handpan. And could you also please describe it for our listeners, please?
Yeah, it is a relatively young instrument, which was invented in Switzerland, actually, almost 20 years ago. And I think the sound is, the way it's built is similar to a steel drum, but it looks like an inverted steel drum. And the sound is very versatile, and I think it can sound very gentle, like a harp, so it's like melodic percussion, but very gentle. But it can also sound quite percussive and metallic, close to an Indian tabla or a gattam from India or an udu from Nigeria.
What's the exact material of the hang?
It's like a mixture of steel and brass, but all the handpan makers use slightly different materials, so it's hard to sort of...
And you also study drums, so what's the difference between the touch of the hang with other similar percussions, I don't know, like another type of drum?
I think it's mainly a very gentle kind of playing, so you don't have to hit it hard at all. It's just more stroking it, and it's a rather quiet percussion instrument, actually. So that's special, and also... Percussive sounds and melodic sounds are extremely close together. So if you move by 1 millimeter, you get a different timbre, a different sound. That's something I really like about the handpan.
How long does it take to build one?
I guess I don't build handpans. It's different from every maker to maker. So this would be a question for a handpan maker. But some do it in a few days, and others take a few weeks, I guess. So it's different.
And how many do you have?
Tonight I play 3 original hangs from Bern, and then I play one handpan as well. And I have a few more at home, which different kinds of handpans. So it's a whole sort of evolving instrument story in a way, because it's so young, and now a lot of new makers are up and coming, and it's all changing. Every week there are new people basically making it and new players playing it, so it's quite interesting to be part of that story.
What gives you the most pleasure when you play with your hands?
I really like the variety of it, so I love playing really gentle, beautiful sounds on it, but then I also like going quite percussive and fast and being more percussive, yeah, just being a drummer, percussionist, playing interesting rhythms. So that whole range I enjoy, and I guess... Also, the fact that you can do so many new things because the instrument is young, so you're not following a long history, you're not sort of 10,000 players.
It's a lot of creative freedom that you have.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
And what's the biggest difficulty when you practice or when you started learning it?
When I started learning it, that was before YouTube was even invented, so back then there was not much information.
Well, you're not that old.
YouTube is only 13 years old. I think now everyone... can't imagine a life without YouTube, but there was a time, and back then it was quite hard to find any information. There were some sound samples on the website of Panaz, the makers of the hang, but there were no videos around, so I basically had to learn it just by myself, basically, and that was quite tricky. But I tried to use the knowledge I had from the drums and from the piano and marimba, and then just try to apply that to the hang, but that's still a journey that I'm on.
In the last 2 years, two albums from you came out. In 2017, it was Metro Monk, and in 2018 was Parasol Peak. And about this one, a film was recorded, and it was recorded in the Alps, where you lead an ensemble of 7 musicians. The first question is, how was it planned? How was with the weather, and how long did it take to record everything?
Yeah, it was an amazing project that was completely new for all of us, because there were 7 musicians, all of them touring musicians, professional musicians who have pretty much a daily life of being playing concerts in venues, but I wanted to do something completely different, approach music in a new way, combine it with hiking and mountaineering, and record the music in really exposed, extreme places. And that was really interesting for the team, how we grew together as an ensemble, how we had to help each other, not only in music, but carrying stuff and overcoming fears. So it was an amazing project, and actually the planning was 8 months, but the project itself in the mountains was only 5 days. So we only spent 5 days hiking And there we did all the filming and did all the recording, and everything was recorded live in the Alps.
And it was funny because I saw the point in the video, there's a cellist on the Via Ferrata, and I was like, who's the guy who had the most difficulty hiking with his own instrument? Because I guess the cellist is the most is the heaviest instrument among the seven. I don't know.
I would say
maybe he was the strongest guy as well. Who knows?
Out of the seven, well, the cellist was a girl and she did really well. She carried her cello herself all the time. We wanted to help her, but she refused. She always carried the cello and she was really amazing. But there was also an accordion involved, and the accordion is actually quite a lot heavier in weight. It's smaller, but it's very heavy, and that was the thing that no one wanted to carry, that accordion. And a few days I had to actually do the accordion duty, because just to motivate the group, basically.
So you didn't get the helicopter just to carry your instrument?
No, that was one of the tasks that every musician had to carry their own instruments, and then that was also how I chose the musicians. They had to be not only really good players, but they also had to be really fit and good mountaineers and able to carry their instruments.
So they're all good mountaineers, okay.
Yeah, they're all at least pretty sporty, fit That's people, good. Yeah.
I guess in Austria is easier.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, not necessarily, but the musicians I chose were all from Austria, from different parts, but they were all into this kind of thing.
Do you remember the summits that you do during this experience?
Yeah, we did one summit, which is Parasol Peak. So that's the name of the album and the film, and the whole album and film is the journey onto Parasol Peak. So we stop in various places on different altitudes. The different places have very different characteristics. So some of them are, one is in the woods and one is by a little water creek and one is by a lake, one is on a glacier, one is on the Via Ferrata. One is on the ridge, and then the final one is on the peak, over 3,000 meters on Parasol.
It's the one
peak
with the cross on top, right?
Yeah.
That we see in the film. Okay, so there was only one summit, and all the rest of these other places. Okay, and do you have like a funny anecdote to tell us?
There was a thing that we, because there was a film, somehow secretly people were hoping that something would happen so that this film is more spectacular. But of course, we were not hoping that something happens, because it was a dangerous expedition, and. We were, in the end, really lucky that nothing bad happened and we went through it. The big surprise was the weather, because we filmed in early September, which is usually still summerish, but we had 2 days before we started, we had almost 1 meter of new snow. And there was so much snow that we were close to cancelling the expedition, but because 15 people had already travelled, not only the musicians, but also the crew. So we just tried it, and in the end, it was amazing to have so much snow, because no one went hiking, so we were basically by ourselves in that part of the Alps, which was great for the film.
And just to help me out, so you did this alpine expedition, it was filmed for the Parasol Peak, and you have a website for that, and then you have also a video for a song called Freeze, and that was recorded by Red Bull. These two things are different, right? There's not the same. It doesn't involve, even though it's always you in the mountains playing, it's not the same project, is it?
Yeah, correct. Freeze was a single that was part of Metro Monk, and that was the first time I ever played in the mountains.
Okay.
But it was only 4 minutes, a live performance of me solo in the mountains. And it was actually, I needed 14 people to carry my equipment then, because I had so many electronics and we needed power up there and a lot of cameras. So we did have the idea after that to do something in the mountains again and do something bigger, but the idea was to get rid of all the electronics, the power, and use more humans, basically use real acoustic instruments and make it a group effort and make a real film out of it. So Freeze was like a step before Parasol Peak, basically.
So it was kind of like a trial, and then you found this actually, like,
yeah,
the idea and something.
Yeah.
You're gonna have some screenings of Parasol Peak in this month, I think, in Bolzano. You have one, and then you have one in Brussels.
Yeah.
Other ones that you have?
There's one in New York City in May, and one more in Austria in June. But the main screening season was last autumn when the film was released, so we had many, many screenings then. Now we just have a few film festivals and cities basically coming up.
And when you do the screenings, are you also gonna play live?
Yeah, I usually do, well, not all of them. Some film festivals just show it anyway, but on some screenings I bring an ensemble and some screenings I play solo performance. It depends.
Okay, perfect. thank you very much, Mano de Lagos. I'm looking forward to hearing you in the concert in exactly 24 minutes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.